Happy New Year 2021. So we made it. We finally made it. We were able to cross the chasm of probably so far, I guess in the mainstream, the global conversation, it's been a tough year. And even if you compare it to the bubonic plague or any other, you know, black plague, anything else that we've had that was actually really tough, I guess simply because this was really documented and we have like huge evidence of what's going on, it changes the way things, you know, have been. And for that alone, I feel like for us being able to see this year, we're blessed. And I try at least to be grateful for that. I know that it's easy to forget the hard things and to compare only with the people who have things better than us. But I really want, with the spirit of the year as it, you know, as it carries on now, to remember that bad things have happened and worse things are happening to other people, and complaining about what I have or what I don't have or measuring up to some ideal that I've made up in my mind is not only unfair to people who are having a really hard time, but also is unfair to me because I miss out on the whole idea of life. And there's this movie, Soul, by Disney, that was released on December 25th. And if you haven't watched the movie, I don't want to spoil it for you because I personally hate spoilers. But if you watch the movie, you understand what I'm talking about, enjoying life. I'd rather just not do any spoilers. But this is episode 42, 43. Let me check here real quick. This is episode 42 of the Love and Creative Podcast. And just so you know, I had to go to iTunes and see how many episodes I've uploaded so far. Like, this thing has been on since 2016, I put up 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes. 2017, I put up 1 episode. In 2018, I put up 1 episode. In 2019, I put up the... 2019. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 episodes in 2019. And so the rest of the episodes, the bulk of the episodes I put up last year. And I can already feel that things are about to change. Things are already about to take a different level. And yeah, I put up even the bulk of those episodes around the same time. That was June when I did the 30-day trial, 30-day challenge, which I did not complete. But why are we here today? Why are you listening to this episode of Love and Creative Podcast? First, because I had this strong inclination to make this episode. And this inclination, this feeling came from reading an article, a post by Srini Rao on his Facebook page. So I'm going to read that here, and I'm actually going to be worried about trademarking and copyright and all that good stuff. But I think it's short enough that it's not, you know, so long. And for me, I don't know how else to share what I want to share without reading this post to you, because I think it's one of those posts that you read and reread. And Srini is he's an interesting person. I mean, I met him once, and I still feel bad that I have not been able to keep that relationship, and I have to figure that out this year because I don't know where to begin. Like, do I send a text and say, hey, sorry, I haven't reached out to you in like 7 months since the last time that I stalked you on the internet and met you in a hotel because I found out through Facebook that you were in my city. But either way, I'm going to find a way somehow. But today, the 2nd of January, I want to talk about life. Not in the broad spectrum of things, but so I'm going to read this article and then we'll talk about it. All right. So it's on Srini's page, Srini Rao. If you don't know who Srini is, Srini is the host of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast. And if you know, can put 2 and 2 together, you will see that my podcast, in a way, the name was influenced by the Unmistakable Creative. And I always talk about the fact that Unmistakable Creative Podcast really played a major role in my life around 2016 when I was doing this internship that I didn't like. And I was listening to the podcast nearly every single evening as I would leave from work and then walk and go take a cab for about a month. And eventually I chose to leave the internship because I was at a place where I was like, nah, I can't do this thing anymore. I just can't. And so that for me was the beginning of it. You know, I left the internship, went back to Boya, worked at IA, moved to Douala, worked as a copywriter before I moved to the US where I am right now. So if you've listened to the story on the podcast, you already know the drill. And if you don't know this story, by the way, this will be a really cool time for you to just, you know, hop in and let me know what's up. Like, is the first time you're listening to this? If not, then let's continue. So without much ado, let's go straight to the episode. So sorry, the article from Srini. He says, title is Easier Said Than Done. And I'm very sure that this is part of a book that he's writing, because he tends to do this. And I've been doing that a lot recently, where I try to test, you know, things and see ideas, and if they resonate with people or they don't resonate, I try to tweak it, work on it. So Facebook, if you go to my bio, actually, Facebook is my draft folder. I just dump things that I'm still working on. And I think people use Facebook that way. And I think this is what Srini uses Facebook for as well. So I'll just read this without any commentary and then talk about it in the end. And by the end of it, you understand maybe what really got me thinking about this particular post. Easier said than done. Most self-help books are full of platitudes that become useless when we are going through the most difficult experiences in our lives. It's easier for an author to write her words than it is to live them. Even those who create a path out of pain for other people are not immune to experiencing it themselves. When things fall apart, everything we read in a book or hear in a podcast might give us a little bit of comfort. But all of it is easier said than done. It's easier said than done. To choose how to respond to any event or circumstances in our lives, to live by a set of principles we put down on a paper to guide our lives, to be resilient in the face of adversity and persistent in the face of struggle, to try again after we fail, love again after our hearts have been broken, and believe in the best when the worst has happened. Platitudes are like band-aids on bullet wounds. They give us a bit of temporary relief from our pain, but they can't heal us. The only way we can find our way back into the light is in the words of Rebecca Solnit, have hope in the dark. We can't go around our pain, stuff it down. If we numb it, eventually it will resurface and we'll be forced to deal with it. We have to go through it to get out of it. And even for the most bulletproof people in the world to experience their most unimaginable losses, all of this is easier said than done. That doesn't mean we are broken or damaged in any way. The ability to experience a spectrum of human emotions from grief to bliss is what makes us human. So that is the full post from Srini's page. It's easier said than done. And as you can imagine, if you watch my YouTube videos, you know that the past 3 months have not been the easiest months for me in my personal life. Things that have happened, I can't yet talk about it because I'm still going through them. And I keep saying that I can't talk about it as a reminder to myself to actively process them, because I feel it's easy to use the internet or social media as a therapist or a dark hole to just pour out our fears and struggles. For some people, it's the opposite. They can't say anything because they're afraid of judgment. For other people, they can't process anything because they aren't actively working on them. So they default to this dark space, this faceless crowd where they can think that they're sharing, but they're not. Because sometimes I feel it's actually easier for me to talk to quote-unquote a crowd on the internet than to talk face-to-face with somebody that I respect or whose opinion I really rely on. And it's happened too many times in my life that has backfired to the point where now I have to question my own motives. Like, why am I even doing this podcast? Why am I doing this YouTube? Why am I sharing this? Am I trying to get people to approve of me? Am I trying to have love from people who don't know me? Like, what's my goal here? Am I compensating for a lack of real friendships in my life? And, you know, to go back to Srini's post about it's easier said than done, it's actually true. Like, I mean, with everything that's been happening, I've read all kinds of books about resilience, about personality, about love, relationships. I've made my own videos about those things. And it just boils down to the fact that it's easier to read books and talk about these books and to actually do the things that the books, you know, advise you to. And it's more clear to me now than ever that it's actually easier said than done. And what does this mean for me? It just means that, it's just for me to acknowledge the fact that it's not as easy as it seems in books, even if it's possible, which I know it is. It's possible because without these books, without these words, we don't even get a chance to have tools to figure things out. And so I wanted to make this first episode of the podcast for the year 2021 to remind you and to remind myself that it is true. It is easier said than done. But it's because we can still do it that we acknowledge that it's easier to say it. And I think saying it, claiming it with those words is the first step of getting it done. And I'm not going to minimize, you know, the fact that what you're going through could be difficult and tough and it's hard and this, you know, people don't understand you and nobody gets you and all that stuff. It's true. It's possible that you might be going through things that nobody will ever understand. It's possible that what you're dealing with right now is so difficult that even your parents, your friends, your spouse, people will never get it. It's easier to just tell people to fix things. Like, it's easier to look out and tell people what to do, how to fix their lives, how to, you know, speak or dress. We just proffer advice and points of view just like that. We never feel like we don't really consider that people have a hard time doing the things that they have to do, even when they know them. And I know I'm one of those people. And on this episode of the podcast, I want to remind you to acknowledge your pain. To acknowledge your pain and to read that last paragraph again, it means that doesn't mean we're broken or damaged in any way. The ability to experience the spectrum of human emotions from grief to bliss is what makes us human. So I guess the answer is in that paragraph of we have to be able to experience it, to experience a loss, to cry, to grieve, to be angry. I think I've stopped myself from being angry way more than I should have. I should have actually allowed myself to be angry and go through it. I feel like not being angry, not being able to express my anger and defaulting to a cool, calm, collected nature. Like I feel that's impeded my growth, my emotional growth a lot. And I find it very recently that, yeah, because I wasn't willing to express certain things at particular times and, you know, defaulting to either silence or just swallowing things or not giving my opinion, I've had to pay the price. And I want to remind you to not do that because I feel like we often forget that all of it is us. The sadness, the grief, the joy, the happiness. We're human. There's no single emotion that is evil. It's not even about the emotion. We should feel them. We go through them. There's nobody that's bulletproof. There's nobody that doesn't feel any pain. We all feel pain at different levels. And I think when we try to suppress them or ignore them, then it always comes back to bite us in the ass. And that's a message I hope you can start the year with. That if last year was tough, if last year was difficult for you to deal with, you don't just have to bury it and then, you know, figure out, just start reading books and quoting, I don't know, Ryan Holiday or Srini Rao like I'm doing right now and being like, oh yeah, this is how you should live your life. No, I don't think anybody knows how you should live your life except you. People can guide you, they can give, you know, suggestions and assistance and ideas, but ultimately nobody can save you from yourself. And as a self, as a human, you have all these emotions that you should be able to go through. And I'm really counting on you and calling out for you to be able to feel yourself and be yourself. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of Love and Creative Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this, I would highly recommend that you subscribe wherever you're listening to it. If you're on Podcast Addict or wherever you are, wherever you get your podcast. And also maybe share it with a friend because people, you know, sometimes you just hear the right thing at the right time and gives you perspective to move on or to take charge of your emotions, of your life and the like. And I would really like to be able to get this message to as many people as possible because I think there are many of us. And thanks to the internet, now we can connect with each other and we can actually find our tribes online. Because sometimes it's hard. It's difficult. Being human also means that you go through insecurities. You're afraid. Or people say, would they judge me? And you just never know that there might be somebody on the other side of the screen who actually understands you. And I've seen too many miracles in my life to underestimate the power of someone who cares, wherever they are in the world. So thank you for giving me your attention. And happy new year to you. Looking forward to hearing from you. You can always leave a message on Anchor. So just so you know, if you go to anchor.fm/, let me see, the Love and Creative Podcast. Let me see here. Oh, I don't even know the link to the podcast. You'll find a link in the description, but go to the podcast link and leave a message. You can leave a voice message. I can actually listen to it and I can talk to you whenever you want. Actually, yeah, I can respond. But hey, this has been a very weird episode for me. I mean, just this end. I feel like I need to stop talking right now and let you carry on with your life. All right, you do that. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. I am your host, Kamga Chasa, and we'll talk again next one.